And all of this is communicated. So what we say or think we're saying is not necessarily what is heard. And that's partly because you have to have somebody there who can vocalise exactly what they want the person in front of them to take in. You have to have somebody on the receiving end who can take in that message and work out what the person's saying. And it's not just about the verbal stuff either. It's the tone of voice, the body language, etc. And sometimes what you're saying can be conflicted by what message you're portraying when you put all that into a context together. And when you have cancer and you're talking medical jargon, then there's even greater potential for people to get confused and not be able to tell quite what you're talking about.